Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, January 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Rams beat the Buccaneers to advance to the NFC Championship game against San Francisco this Sunday. LA quarterback Matthew Stafford coasted for three quarters in yesterday's game, but then the Rams squandered their 27-3 second-half lead as Tom Brady and company came roaring back on their home field. The game was tied when the Rams' Matt Gay drilled a 30-yard field goal as time expired to give them a 30-27 win over Tampa Bay. At USC, in-person classes resume today with restrictions. Spring semester has been remote for 2 weeks now as COVID cases surged in Southern California. More from KPCC's Nick Roman.
Students, faculty, and staff back on campus at USC have to have COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. Also, cloth face masks are out. It's got to be a medical-grade face mask. UCLA, UC Irvine, UC Riverside, and UC Santa Barbara also began the winter quarter remotely. They'll resume in-person classes next Monday with the same basic vaccine and face mask rules. The Cal State campuses start the spring semester this week with remote classes. 2 weeks for some, 3 weeks for others, and again, vaccine boosters and upgraded face masks will be required when classes resume on Cal State campuses in February.
LA County Assessor's offices will be offering some new services, COVID vaccinations and testing. Pop-up clinics are coming up today in Signal Hill, Wednesday in Lancaster, and Sunday in South El Monte. It's first come, first served, and no appointment is needed. The number of COVID-positive patients in Los Angeles County hospitals has been going down since Thursday. The percentage of COVID tests coming out positive is also dropping. And Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer points to another sign that the latest surge may be slowing, a slight decline in virus levels found in sewage samples downtown and in West LA.
The eastern part of LA County, the southern part of LA County, continue to still have a pretty high level of virus in those wastewater samples.
While the county is still seeing some of the highest daily case counts of the pandemic, the numbers have been coming down since the start of the month. A coronavirus testing firm is gearing up to sue LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva for defamation. Fulgent Genetics is seeking a court order to get any of his emails or text messages about the company, and it wants the sheriff to sit for a four-hour deposition. In November, the sheriff sent a letter to the County Board of Supervisors saying that his department would no longer use Fulgent, which is based in Temple City and does testing and vaccination registration for county employees. Villanueva wrote he was concerned that DNA data would likely be shared with China and claimed the FBI had given him what he called very concerning information. Fulgent immediately denied the claim. The county said its contract for employee COVID testing prohibits any disclosure of data collected without the county's express written permission. Villanueva's attorney says that she suspects Fulgent wants to find out what the FBI said about it. A couple of new mental health centers for young people in Orange County are expected to open later this year. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
The no appointment necessary centers will be located on the UC Irvine campus and a location yet to be determined in South Orange County. They'll focus on the needs of youth ages 12 to 25. Experts say those are the years when initial mental health concerns often arise. Organizers say the centers will offer on-site services like therapy, but program director Steven Schuler says the drop-in locations will go beyond that too, partly because of necessity.
We're never going to have enough professionals, and so the one-to-one model is not going to work. So group is one opportunity. I've run a lot of therapy groups in the past, and they're very powerful.
Schuler says the centers will also give UCI psychology students opportunities for training. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to take up a motion tomorrow that calls for a youth mental health panel to be convened. The motion points to a recent advisory issued by the U.S. Surgeon General warning of a mental health crisis among kids. Alan Datcher is executive director of the county's Youth Commission, which would lead the discussion.
is very clear that the pandemic has had devastating impacts on the mental health of young people. I'm hoping that we can say, hey, here are the most pressing concerns to young people's mental health that the county can make a move on today.
If the motion passes, Datcher and his team will have 45 days to report back with youth mental health recommendations following the listening session. The family of a 16-year-old girl found dead in South L.A. is demanding the state step up efforts to find her killer. The body of Teoni Theus was found on an on-ramp to the 110 freeway. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
Joined by community leaders and members of the California Highway Patrol, the family is calling for an official reward to be offered for help in solving the case. They're making the appeal to legislators in Sacramento because Teoni was found on state property and the investigation is being conducted by CHP. The teen was found with two gunshot wounds January 8th on the West Manchester Avenue on-ramp near South Figueroa. Anyone with information related to her death is asked to contact Highway Patrol. I'm Julia Paskin.
Researchers are out with a new study showing that minimum wage hikes can help low-income renters avoid eviction. The research published in the Journal of Urban Economics looks at data on monthly rent payments in states where the minimum wage has gone up. The researchers find that low-income renters were 10.6% less likely to miss a payment after a minimum wage hike. USC Assistant Professor of Real Estate Musa Diop is a co-author of the study and says that when the minimum wage rises, working-class renters seem to benefit the most.
We definitely see the biggest impact on the lower income group, but other income group also did benefit a little bit.
California enacted a statewide minimum wage of $15 an hour, effective at the start of this year. It will be sunny this afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-60s to around 70 degrees at the beaches where there is high surf. In the L.A. Basin, coastal valleys, inland Orange County, and the IE, it'll all be about in the mid-70s or so. In the Antelope Valley, upper 60s, and Coachella Valley highs will be around 76. Tomorrow morning will be foggy along the coast. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.